Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this overcast Friday. Maybe getting some rain a little bit later today. Keep that in mind. Maybe raining on some Friday night football. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Big Joe on the go. He's your man for high school football. He's got the place for you to be checking out all the scores and all the information, and he now joins us. Joe, how you doing?
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing well. And also, before we get into everything, it's a big day for your co-host, Chase McCabe, isn't it?
It is. Well, we're getting to that. I mean, you're trying to
He's
kill
excited.
The lead. You're trying to kill the lead
He's
here.
Excited.
I mean, what's going on, Joe?
I'm excited to hear Chase McCabe on the call of the Oakland-Riverdale game tonight on TV. It's like my little boy is all grown up, and I'm so excited for him.
Well, I mean, if you were going to do all this, you could have told me. I would have gone and fixed myself something to eat and grabbed a bite to eat and let you just handle it. I mean, the crap am I here for? Before we get to that, tell everybody where they need to be looking tonight for all their scores and information.
Follow Main Street Preps on Twitter, and they're on Facebook. Russell Benozzi and Tyler and the gang do just a fantastic job of not only just giving you scores, but stories that happen. There's a great story on Main Street Preps right now about the very cool dynamic between Arsente Broom, the head coach at Overton, and his son Alex Broom at Lipscomb Academy, and the relationship they have and kind of navigating high school football and everything. It is a fantastic article that Tyler Palmateer wrote that is really good journalism on a great story and a great family. So check that out.
Awesome. You know, you remember you've covered the Titans for a long time like us. Remember, you know, how many times they've played, you know, like guy like Josh Freeman, who was like bagging groceries or delivering Pizza Hut, and he gets the call and he joins the Colts and he beats the Titans on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just a guy called off the streets and has a big game. I mean, that's literally what happened to Chase. He got called up off the streets, and the next thing you know, he's going to be in the booth tonight with Max Herz in the biggest game of the year.
Yes.
In the biggest game of the year. And Chase sent me a text yesterday and told me, and I got a little emotional. I mean, it's for high school football, it's fall break for a lot of teams. There's a lot of slim pickings that are going on. So that means a lot of teams are off, which means more people tonight are going to be watching this Oakland-Riverdale game on MyTV 30 that Chase is on the call on. So it's like the perfect storm. And, Chase, I got to tell you, man, I'm over the moon excited for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, JoJo. I mean, you got me into all this with the Game Blitz many years ago, whether it was producing or hosting or what have you. So I'm excited. Max asked me, and it's going to be fun to be able to do that and to see one heck of a football game in Rutherford County. I mean, I think this battle of unbeatens is going to be a lot of fun. Oakland is that gold standard, but I love the defense that Riverdale plays and maybe able to slow them down. So I'm really excited about it, and thanks everyone for the
it's
kind words.
It's not time for you to do a live yet, but what are the odds on BetMGM that Joe photobombs?
Oh.
You know, you and Max at some point.
If you can get in the booth, I mean, we may have security.
Well,
so
I mean, he's figured out ways to get past security in the past. So, I mean, what are the odds?
Not hard, man. It's easy.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Dubin, how you doing? They just let him by.
I would have to believe those odds are not that high that that happens. So he's going to find his way into your shot. I'm just saying. Don't be surprised.
I'll do it. Chase, I'll do it tonight. Plus, you know, you three guys, Willie and the Darren, now Chase, you guys work harder outside your show than you. I know you work harder here from 10 to 2, but this is just another kind of thing that you guys do with Chase, adding another thing to the resume for the show, man. I think it's fantastic.
It is awesome. And, you know, we had Kelly Holcomb on yesterday for Silly Underdogs and, of course, you know, the OC there at Riverdale. We've been talking to him about this team all year. It's a special Riverdale team. As Chase said, their defense is really, really special. But we also know this Oakland team is special. And Rutherford County's had a lot of powerhouse programs, and Oakland has been front and center as one of those powerhouse programs, as you know, Joe, over the last, I don't know, decade or so. I mean, this is going to be just a monster clash tonight. So ultimately, how do you see this thing playing out?
Well, yeah, it's the Battle of the Borough. It's always, even if they're 0-7, 0-8, it's still a huge game. But I think, gosh, you need to be careful because I love Oakland and both Riverdale. I think the world of both head coaches, Coach Kreisky and Coach Creasy at the schools. But I think CPA Lipscomb showed a little how Oakland can be vulnerable in certain aspects of the game that we didn't see before, if that makes sense. And I think there's certain formations they could run and certain personnel matchups they can do, which they could take advantage of. But Oakland comes back, and they've got such amazing speed on that football team. And Jordan James, running back that's going to Georgia, and they've got a veteran coaching staff that, man, they've been through the up and down, the ringers. But I think if Riverdale can see what CPA did to them, what Lipscomb did to them, that might be for an exciting game. Now, with that being said, Oakland might win 60-0. I don't know what I'm talking about. But at the same time, we saw the last games in Oakland, what they're doing, that defense in Riverdale. And when you get games like this, especially in high school football, defense, if you've got a great defense, it really makes a difference in the game. So I'm expecting a really close game tonight between these two teams just because of how good Riverdale's defense is. And Chase, when you say it on the show tonight, give me credit for that.
I will not. I'm just kidding. I will.
If Oakland wins 60-0, go on and crown them.
Yeah.
This season is over.
Right.
There's nothing to play for if they win 60-0.
Well, now they're chasing doing that game, but also in Rutherford County, there's another big game happening.
That's where
Blackmail
I was going.
Taking on Blackman. Blackman, I was reading, have been to the playoffs every year since 2008. If they lose tonight, they're pretty much out of the playoff race for next year, and for this year. And then Rockvale is 3-1 in the region and pretty much sums up a playoff, which Coach Rice in Rockvale has done a fantastic job of not only getting the program up and running, but making them competitive. So one side of Rutherford County, got Oakland and Riverdale. The other side, you got Blackman and Rockvale. And it might be two programs going in completely different directions. So that's another big game that's happening down there tonight.
Joe Dubin is with us. We're talking high school football, Main Street Preps. And, Joe, I'm just looking at Main Street Preps right now, and we've got a little lowdown on the White House Blue Devils, first Region 6 3A title since 2017. I had a flashback, and this is pretty scary. It's been 20 years now, but I used to, for about a five-year run, I did a high school magazine show called the Tennessean High School Sports. It had different names, but it was the same thing.
Right.
We would go to a high school every week, and we would get the students involved. We would show highlights of games. I wish somebody would do it today. It was really good. But it really taught me about all the high schools. And we went to White House. I can tell you, White House, they love their football up there. So that's my weekly shout-out to them. Congratulations to them. But, Joe, I know you know all about that. But I love when a community like that who really gets into their team, it's a small town, has success like that.
Well, not only that, that year, I think we go back to 97, they won the state championship.
Yes, they did.
Cedric Wilson, his team out of Memphis, which was, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a faster football team in my life, and White House beat them. And another good thing really about that program is that they don't play on campus. They play in the city park. And you got to kind of go down into a little valley, and it's one of the, and there's a hill surrounding it. It's like a little bowl. It's one of the best places to watch a high school football game all over Middle Tennessee. And I know they played Waverly a few weeks ago at Nissan Stadium and beat them and having a great success. And Jeff Porter was there for years, run the program. And that's what makes Friday night football so special, when the entire town comes together and goes to the city park and sees this high school football team. So the White House Blue Devils are simply doing fantastic. That whole area is great. Portland and White House.
White House Portland, right, Joe? White House Portland when they play. That's a really cool atmosphere. You want to see a really good one.
It is. They, you know, when Portland, the game's at Portland, there's a train that's right past the sidelines, and it comes through like 70 times during the game, and it's loud, and people love it. The train lays on the horn. Again, that's what makes high school football special, is the atmospheres you get in a White House and a Portland.
We are talking to Big Joe Dubin of Main Street Nashville. Thanks for having me on yesterday to talk some Preds, JoJo. That was fun. But a big week in high school football, because the regular season is winding down. So what are some other games we haven't hit yet that could have some playoff implications?
Good question, Chase. All right, so we got a game over at Pearl Cone tonight. They take it on Greenbrier. Pearl Cone, just kind of refurbished, remodeled their stadium. So you're looking for a nice metro game to go. That's a big region game. Pearl Cone's 5-1, Greenbrier 3-2. Greenbrier can pull the upset. That really helps their playoff chance. But that's a good one tonight that's happening. Gallatin and Beach up in Sumner County for a 6A, Region 5 game. Both 2-1 in the region. Huge game for both teams now for seeding and for making that playoff run. That's a huge game. And I think might be the best game of the night. And I know we don't talk about it a lot because it's kind of way down there, but Tullahoma travels to take on Lawrence County. Tullahoma is an outstanding football team. They got to make a long drive, though, over to Lawrence County. That's a huge football game. That's Region 4. That's Class 4A, Region 5. That's a big game tonight. And then over in here in Nashville, and a Division 2 game, Davidson Academy travels to take on Good Pasture. Winner of that game, as Davidson Academy wins that game, they got a good seeding for the region. Good Pasture needs to win that game for the playoff push. So that's also a huge game for them. And Chase, before we leave you, remember we did the game blitz. We had Officer Mike would call in from Lewis County because we were not giving them enough love. But Lewis County has a great football team. They got a big game tonight. They're traveling to take on Scotts Hill, which, by the way, I had no idea Scotts Hill existed till last night when I was doing my research. So shout out to our friend. They listen to 102.5 down in Lewis County. So shout out to Lewis County and the football team as they go on the road tonight, the top team in Class 2A, Region 6. So let me real quick before I go, because it's fall break, a lot of teams are off. Next week, though, my friends, there are some huge games. CPA and Lipscomb Academy next Friday night. We'll be talking about that a lot next week, as well as Innsworth or Brentwood Academy. And Station Camp travels to take on Green Hill at Green Hill. So there are some huge games for Week 10 that are on the menu for next week.
Well, yeah, I can't wait for that one. That's the TV game next Friday night, CPA Lipscomb, so that'll be good. JoJo, thank you, my friend. Thank you for all the kind words, and we'll be following at Main Street Preps and at Big Joe on the Go for all of the latest around high school football tonight.
Knock it out of the park, Chase. We're all rooting for you, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, Max. Yes. Max is going to carry it, but Max does a great job.
Max is going to be all over this, no question about it. But here's what we need. I think Joe would agree, Darren would agree. Just give it a little John Madden, right? Just enthusiasm. Boom. All you got to do is enthusiasm. Here's a wham block right here. Boom! Watch this right here. I mean, that's how you just keep it simple and just be enthusiastic about it. Look for great plays.
Oh, and I think there's going to be quite a few.
Yeah, you don't need to break down the Z, Y, X cut. You know, the zipper play, you know, route. You don't have to worry about that. Just get people making big plays and punctuate. That's all you got to do.
I'm just
unleash your inner John Madden. Is that good advice, Darren?
Sure.
Yeah. It's high school football. You got to go, boom!
Get excited is what he's saying. I'm excited to be able to, you know, get there a little early and walk down on the field and talk to Kelly about Chris's stupid picks, so. That's
going to be fun. Chase told me last night he's never met Kelly.
I've never met Kelly.
I was stunned. I had no idea. I thought he, I don't know.
I've been talking to him on the radio for years, but I've never actually met him. So this will be cool.
Yeah, you'll enjoy him. He's awesome.
That when Max asked me last night, that was his lead. He was like, hey, you could actually meet Kelly tomorrow if you do this. I'm like, well, hey, there we go.
So. All right. Does Willie, do you have something you need to talk about?
Yeah, he needs to talk about Lee Company.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's talk about Lee Company.
Lee Company again?
They're a proud sponsor of the pregame show.
Well, they are. So back-to-back hours, let me tell you about Lee Company. I can do that again. 615-567-1000. Well, I told you about the home maintenance plan last hour, so this hour I will tell you about the general maintenance. That is something to keep in mind. And even beyond that, if you've got something with your business that has a maintenance issue, whether it be you know, your doors aren't, or maybe leaking air, your windows aren't working properly, something's just not working in general. General maintenance is what they call it for Lee Company. Give them a call at 615-567-1000 or just go to leecompany.com and you can make an online appointment. You can continue with your work day, not have to worry about this stuff. They'll come out, take care of the problem, and then you're free for the weekend to go watch your favorite high school team, get ready for the Predators tomorrow night, or anything else that's on your agenda. because that's what you don't want to be bogged down with at work, is the maintenance problem. Let the maintenance people at Lee Company help you out. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. It's great stuff. They'll be sponsoring Darren's pregame show coming up tomorrow night from Bridgestone Arena. Lee Company. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you.